Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
That's right. Today we have the budget. We're all three in living color for your enjoyment.
Yeah, baby!
That's right. B. Arthur gave us the money. We're not in black and white today. Good morning and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, hour two. On this Wednesday, February 8th, 2023, I'm Jace with Lex and Holly Roberts. Setting the table here, moments away, Alexis is going to tell you about a big old record that was broken.
Oh, so cool.
And then more of Alexis. Can't get enough of her. You can't stop her. Seniors and loofahs.
Oh, wait till you guys hear their story.
I don't know what this is about.
I'm going to ask if you want to go to there.
Oh, God. And then it's Wednesday. That means it's a game by Holly Roberts.
Yeah. Right.
And we'll end the hour with some Brendan Fraser on Stern. Such a great interview.
Oh, my gosh.
We're lucky Alexis is here. She didn't even want to get out of the car to stop listening.
So. Yeah. She was like, I came in here. Girl, I was in the car for the last 10 minutes. Listening to this. We got to go and see the whale.
Yeah, we have to.
We have to. Agreed.
Yeah. Oh, such a good interview. It's great to see him back.
Yes.
And he's really just a vulnerable, confident guy. And it's just so good to hear.
Yeah. He seems like a good guy, too.
Yeah.
Just a nice man. So we'll get into that a little bit later.
Okay.
I just saw the video. I didn't hear the audio on the Today Show. Why is LeBron in the news today?
Oh, my gosh. LeBron James is the man.
Goat?
Oh, yeah. He's the all-time leading scorer now for the NBA. He broke Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record, which stood for 38 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Okay. So my husband loves LeBron.
Yeah.
You know, he actually saw him in Boston before even the draft. And he was already, you know, everyone was already talking about LeBron.
Oh, yeah. He had hype in high school.
Oh, yeah. It was, exactly. And so it was a big deal when we first started dating that we went and saw him play, which was really cool. Just to see this and all the hard work and, it got emotional. He only needed 36 points before the game started to break the record, and he did it in the middle of the game against the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they stopped the game and did a whole presentation.
Everyone
was standing up. Now I didn't watch before this, but you know, my husband was freaking out, screaming and all excited and everything, was like, you need to come up here right now. So of course I walked up there, watched it, and it was really great. He got to thank everybody, and this is big time because he's not done. You know, his goal is to play with his kid, who is also a fantastic basketball player and, you know, a few years away from being in the NBA. He shattered it last night, but he's just going to keep going. I mean, this guy is just absolutely incredible.
I think I have the moment here. Let's take a listen.
Looking for James. He's got it. LeBron James, a shot in history. LeBron stands alone! The NBA's all-time scoring record now belongs to LeBron James.
There it is.
Oh, huge.
Exciting. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was there.
Yes!
He was.
Yes.
Oh, so cool. He looks great.
I was just going to say that.
Wow.
Kareem looks fantastic.
And he gave him the basketball, that winning ball there. Of course, Angel's like, oh, they have to, someone needs to take that away and put it away somewhere safe.
Oh, yes. So seriously.
He's thinking about, he's like, that's worth a lot of money. I'm like, yeah, probably. Yep.
You, what, you know, what I was thinking of is I think because of what we do for a living, I wonder if the color announcer, if the broadcasters, they know that the possibility is there for that record to have been broken last night.
Yeah.
Are they I bet they're thinking about what they're going to say because they know that everyone's going to run a clip of them. You know what I mean? Saying
yes.
Whatever. So as someone that does a job like this, when we practice certain things, I wonder if that gentleman, I wonder if he practiced what he was going to say at the moment when LeBron did that. That's what was running through my mind when I was listening to that.
Yeah, they got to think about that for sure. Mm-hmm,
it's a big moment.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be run over and over and over again.
LeBron got 38 points. Now, the Lakers did lose to the Thunder by 3 points, but he still got the record.
Fine. Details, details.
He now sits at 38,390 points.
Oh, my goodness. Well, wow. And I love that his goal is to play with his son. That is,
yes.
That is remarkable. What a remarkable goal. Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool. His son is 18 years old.
Yep.
Oh,
so
well.
He's close.
He's close.
And he's really good, too.
He is good?
Yeah. Okay. And now, so King James is now King Points.
King Points. I love it. Now, when we come back, Alexis has a story of loofahs and seniors. But first... Hey, download the newest episode of Two Fairy Godfathers. This one is what we call our full fairy review, where we do an in-depth review of something. This week, it's all about Disney's Aulani Resort in Hawaii. Is it worth it? Is it too expensive? What can you expect? What did we like? What did we hate? All of it is covered in this week's episode. Search for Two Fairy Godfathers wherever you get your podcasts. Hit that subscribe button, and you'll never miss an episode. And thanks in advance for that 5-star review. It means a lot. Trust me. We're going to take a break. When we come back, seniors and loofahs next.
It's Oprah.
She is so wise.
Out of context.
Strange penises don't get to you, though, right?
That was Oprah.
Did she really say that?
Out of context.
Nope, they don't. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning.
That's so talk. Appropriate for this.
So appropriate.
Oh, boy.
Or new penises.
So. I thought so. That's why I... we're so glad you're here. Okay. Lex mentioned this in hour one of our show. Go listen to that later. And you're scurrying me. You're scurrying me about this.
I was scared too. So yesterday we're going through the Valentine's. Thank you all for who sent them. Oh, my word. Right, just thousands and thousands, just fun to see, right, Holly?
Fill in the room with love. Ugh. It's so great. Thank you so much.
Yes, so we're going through it, and Danella from our promotions department, we're just kind of making piles to package them up for Friends & Co., who will distribute, where we met Liz through,
Liz.
Who will distribute them to people in Liz's building, plus all over the metro. So we're going through that, and Danella says, oh my gosh, Alexis, did you see the TikTok about the seniors who swing and their loofahs? And I was like, what are you talking about?
I'm sorry, what?
I was like, is there a pineapple? I know there's blue lights. What other things indicate swingers? Like some lawn ornaments, maybe? Something like that? Well, I guess there is this. So, of course, you know, I am going to Google this, and I did. This, I guess, has been going on for like 20-plus years at a senior retirement place called The Villages in Florida.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And it's reemerged because of a TikTok by this awesome drag queen who was like, hey, I'm visiting. What's with all the loofahs here? Because there'll be one or a multiple of different colors that's attached to the people who live there, their car. So it's either on their antenna or on the rack on top of their car. And there'll be one or two, sometimes three. And wow, that is an indicator that either they're ready to swing, but that there's a whole range of experience and what they're looking for. The loofahs are color coded. So if you see this, just be prepared. But what they mean, you might need a flashcard. Okay. This is also the world's largest retirement community. It's bigger than the size of Manhattan.
Yep.
It has 5 different zip codes, and there are 130,000 residents.
Yep.
So lots of swinging potential.
Yeah.
I guess that's also known for being a black market for Viagra, as well as their thriving swinging scene. So, are you curious?
I am curious. Do we have some of the colors?
Yeah, I've got the chart right here.
Okay. Oh, you have the chart.
I've got the chart.
It's
the villages, and people who've worked there have also validated this and said, oh, yeah, we have the code sitting at the front desk so that when people pull up, they know what to expect.
Oh, my God. It's like Sonic. It's like a drive-in.
It is. So it's called the Villages, Florida's Friendliest Hometown. Welcome guide to the Loofah Code. So if you're ever at the Villages and you see this, there's a white loofah, that means that they're beginning swingers. Okay. If you see a black one, they're full swap. They're ready to go. Like
they're professionals.
Been there, done that. It says
they're the LeBron James of swingers.
Yes. They're the goats, right?
They're the goats.
Yeah, you're right. There you go. The highest scorers right there. They're just, if you see a purple loofah, that means they're a voyeur and they like to watch.
Oh, okay. They don't want to participate.
No. They just sit back and watch.
Okay.
If you see a pink loofah, that is a soft swap. That's people who like to do it with others in the room. So,
wait a minute.
Oh, so they're the ones who were, so the pink and the purple need to hook up together is what you're saying.
Yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. So you see, right.
A soft swap.
Soft swap is what they call them. Yep.
Okay.
Let's see. If you have a blue loofah on your car, that means it's the lowest level of full swap. Those who can play well with others.
What do you mean?
Well, let me go on to the next one because I guess there's a range here from blue to black, which is full swap.
Okay.
In the middle, there's a yellow, which is mid-level swap for those who want to have fun but who are still nervous.
Oh, so maybe some just heavy petting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Maybe a little hand over a body part or something.
Yes.
Just a hover.
A hover. Just,
yeah. Maybe a little dry humping.
Oh, a little Reiki.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they're into. A little Ricky.
Yeah. Just hovering. No touching.
Feel the energy.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. I love how Lex
closed.
Just goes right to the dry humping. She's like, let's just dish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stick a leg out.
So yellow's mid-level swap, black full swap. If you see a teal one, that indicates bisexuality. For those that saying, look, there's a increased chance of dating here because I'm into it all.
As they say in the Hunger Games, may the odds forever be That's what that loofah means.
They'll drop a treat from the sky for anyone.
Girl, anyone.
Okay. So, hey, if you ever head to the Village in Florida, just beware. There's a whole loofah system of swinging.
You didn't mention any gay loofahs. Is there like a rainbow loofah or?
No, you know what? I don't see that. There's just 7 categories, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
And people are just tying them to the top of their cars, according to these TikToks, and then they color combine.
Yes.
You can have combo platter.
Yeah, like this one I'm seeing is teal and yellow. So mid-level bisexual swap.
Oh my God, I would get into a car accident staring at loofahs. I would be doing that. Okay.
Okay, which one?
He is yellow plus teal plus black. What the hell does that mean?
You think they care?
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Around the code, like those charts for tipping. Like, yes. Okay, so this is here.
Yeah, for foreign visitors. Yeah. Yes, the tipping guy. Yeah. I would be driving around the villages going, okay, he has a black loofah, okay. He has a yellow loofah, and an orange one. That means he's into mild dry humping, maybe bisexual. And he doesn't mind watching. So. Oh, God. I would crash my golf cart 100 times a day.
Oh, my gosh. You know, though, I'm wondering if at some point you're living in a retirement community. You know, you got free time. The craft room might, or the theater room might at some point, you know, just be like, boring at some point.
Look, I'm telling you, when I get to be 90 years old, it's all about getting to third base and eating Little Caesars, okay?
Okay, like, right. That's
like that's my dream.
Eat all the food.
Third base. She's going to get crazy in the sheets and then eat some crazy bread.
Right. I mean, that is it.
Like, go to bed.
Yeah, that is it.
Alive? I mean, that is like, we're celebrating. Let's swing.
Yeah. Holly,
you know?
She'll take second base on maybe Thursdays when she's a little tired.
That's right.
I'll watch, sure. I mean, at some point, you're like, I'm tired. But
and I'm going to bring the Little Caesars with me while I watch.
Right, exactly.
Dinner and a show. It's going to be great. I can't wait.
Holly's loofah. Holly won't have a loofah. She'll just have a bag of crazy bread on her car antenna.
Yep.
She's that Little like, Caesars lady.
If you know, you know. Okay? If you know, you know.
Holly will be known for she'll be the one in the villages known for bringing Little Caesars to the threesome.
Yep. Look, everyone's going to love me when I got the hot and ready's in the corner.
Amen.
That's going to be your nickname.
Yep.
Little Holly hot and ready.
That's right. That's right.
Someone that lives in the village is like, hey, the loofahs are a great solution because you can spot them from a distance because a lot of us can barely stand without assistance. It determines whether you're going to make the effort to go walk over there in your scooter or with your walker.
Oh, it's not worth the hover around battery charge to go over to that one.
Nope. That one's not into me like that.
Oh, crap. Oh. It's black. I thought it was aubergine. I'm turning around.
No.
Someone, they're like, just because we can't walk doesn't mean we can't swing.
That was what one of them said.
Just a little sit and spin. It's fine.
That's right.
Yeah, you don't have to do much.
Nope.
You find the fresh meat in the village. You're like, you just moved in. What's your loofah?
Oh, no.
You got energy.
They don't even care about
Holly's
credit checks.
Holly's going to bring the pizza, okay?
They don't even care about credit checks. They just want to check your loofah.
Oh, that's What's great. Your... Just going to come over to my new neighbor's house and just stand outside and open up the box. Yeah. Don't need to say anything.
My name's Holly Hot and Ready. Yep. Hi, welcome to the villages. Okay. Let's take a break. Holly Hot and Ready has a game when we return back after this. I have to do a commercial. NutriSource, a family like no other. Hi, everyone. It's Jace for NutriSource, the official dog food of Dexter and Mr. Big. Variety is the spice of... I can't say that line today. Let's try this. Kombucha. Do you want... Is your dog a picky eater? I can't look at Alexis. Is your dog a picky eater? Well, I have the solution, and that is kombucha. Kombucha is a bone broth food topper that you pour over your dog's food. I gotta tell you, Mr. Big, when he doesn't want the dry kibble, we pull out of the refrigerator that sack, and he runs right over to that bowl and devours that food. And it comes in three flavors, and it contains probiotics, and it's in a resealable pouch, a Tetra pouch, which is fantastic. Find it at a retailer near you today.
It's Sue from Popped Corn.
We're so glad you're here. Hope you're having a really great morning. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk. Brendan Fraser was on Howard Stern. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Am I the Asshat's coming up? And then at the end of the hour, social media director Quinn will be delivering our chili for the chili cook-off for our company. Very excited. Very, very excited. Right now, though, Wednesday around these parts means a Holly Roberts game. Right, Holly?
That's right. We've got a game going on, and I got to turn this on. Here we go. Yes, our game this morning is the same as last week. Jason and Alexis will be guessing the trailers of 1993.
Ooh. Is this the General Cinema pre-show?
That's right.
Yes.
Nice.
So good.
So this means I've got five movie trailers from the year 1993. And
Jason, such a good year of movies.
Really, truly. And Jason and Alexis simply have to guess the name of the movie that goes along with the trailer. That's it.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got five movies, 1993. Like Jason said, it was a really good year. And all you got to do is shout out your name when you know the answer.
Okay.
You ready, Lex? You ready, Lex?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Here is our first major motion picture released in 1993. Please listen to this trailer and tell me the name of the movie.
Jump back.
Jason.
Oh, Jason.
Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
Oh, that cackling.
Yes.
Jump back. Twist the bones and bend the back.
Back in 1693, the people of Salem, Massachusetts,
witches,
yes,
thought they got rid of the Sanderson sisters for good.
We shall be back.
300 years later, it's Halloween Eve, and they're back.
There it is, Hocus Pocus, 1993.
Oh, nice job.
Thank you, sweetie.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Here's our second trailer from the year 1993. Jason, Alexis, listen carefully and tell me the name of this movie.
Jason.
Jason. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I was going to. Oh, okay.
Isn't that pathetic?
Is it Free Willy?
Yes.
It is.
Wow, James, good job. Imagine I got it out of from that.
But. If the world you lived in, the space you breathed in, and the freedom you played in, was suddenly taken away. Imagine if the only person who knew how you felt was a boy who felt it too.
You really like him, huh?
Yeah.
Free Willy.
Yeah. Oh.
I got to rewatch that. I loved that movie so much.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
So much.
When he finally jumped over the kid and the kid got drenched.
With that horrible CG whale.
Oh,
but yeah.
Yes.
All right, Jason.
All
has two. We're naming the trailers of 1993. Okay. Here's our next 1993 cinema classic. Here's his trailer. Tell me the name of the movie.
I came home, there was a man in my house. He had an artificial arm.
Oh, Jason.
Jason.
An artificial arm.
Harrison Ford in The Fugitive.
Oh.
I came home, there was a man in my house. He had an artificial arm.
Are you saying that I killed my wife? Are you saying that I crushed her skull? and that I shot her.
Well, there it is. The Fugitive, 1993. That is a good movie.
Yeah, that is a great movie. And for the youngins that have no idea what that is, it's based on a television show whose finale still ranks as one of the most watched TV episodes of all time. FYI, a little Jason weird rabbit hole knowledge.
Yeah. Fun fact. Trailers in 93. We got two more of them. Jason, Alexis, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just killing this, Jace.
Here we go. Another movie released in 1993. Tell me its name.
Welcome to an extraordinary world filled with magic and wonder. Open your mind and let yourself go to a place where every day is Halloween and every night.
Oh, God, Jason, Alexis!
Yes, the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Man!
It just happens all of a sudden, and you're like, boom!
That's it!
Yes, The Nightmare Before Christmas was also released in 1993.
Oh my gosh, you're right. This was a great year of films.
It's such a good year.
Oh, well, let's wrap it up here. One more movie trailer. Trailers in 93. This movie was also released this year. Tell me the name of this movie.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head?
Gosh!
Grumpy old men.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Idiot.
Eat my shorts.
So what?
But after 50 years...
What?
...of fighting over nothing...
What?
What?
So? What?
They finally found something...
Holy...
Oh, my God.
Moly.
...worth fighting for.
And it's Anne Margaret, or
Anne Margrock on the Flintstones, but yeah.
Now, if only if they had the Grumpy Old Men reboot in The Villages.
Hollywood,
take my idea.
With loofahs.
Yes, and lawn ornaments and Adirondack chairs and pineapples and blue lights.
Oh,
we got all the indicators.
Oh man, but there are so many good movie trailers in 1993. That was a peak year at the movies.
Sure. Jurassic Park was that year.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Jurassic Park with the animal noises, but it was Free Willy.
Yeah. I just knew that score.
Yeah.
If you're wondering why I knew that so quickly, two things I have to admit to. Number one, I loved that score from Free Willy. Number two, it's a little not fair because I worked in a movie theater this year and I saw all of these trailers when I would put them on the reel. so I knew over and over and over and over again.
No,
so
you did amazing, Jace.
Thank you. It is John Williams' birthday today. The maestro turns 91. Now, I do this anyway. Our show is the official John Williams morning show.
Sure is.
You're listening to one of his scores, E.T., while I tell you that listener rewards are hot as E.T.'s finger right now. Listen to win tickets to Candace Bushnell. Is there still sex in the city at Mystic Lake? Plus tickets to Tina Turner, the musical at the Orpheum, plus a Barbette gift card, Caribou Coffee, and more. See everything up for grabs in our listener rewards treasure chest at mytalk1071.com. Brendan Fraser stops by Howard Stern and wows us. I mean, to the point where Alexis didn't even want to come in to do the job. So seriously, yeah.
That's true.
We'll be right back.
Work gets in the way. R-E-B-A-T-H. That's Rebath. Oh, yeah. It's hot right now. To have a designer come to your home, they'll bring hundreds of options for you to choose. And let them just show you what they got. It's effortless bathroom remodeling from start to stunning custom design. And the design service, it's free. So have a consultant come out. They'll look at your space, look at your budget, and help transform your space into the bathroom of your dreams, or at least one that's real functional. Because if you're looking at your bathroom right now going, oh, this is funky, funky funk. I need a change. Have Rebeth come out. You can also check out their showroom. It's in Apple Valley. It's right on Galaxy Avenue. Beautifully remodeled itself. And there's a replica of my bathroom there, too, so you can check that out. We went with Durabath, which is their exclusive brand. So make sure you ask about that and about professional installation. They'll get the job done in 5 days or less. Their next show is the Minneapolis Home and Garden Show, March 1st through the 5th. Rebath.com.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
On June 11th, a Steven Spielberg film, an adventure 65 million years in the making. Jurassic Park, rated PG-13, starts Friday.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
As we were discussing, that is a TV ad from 1993 for Jurassic Park.
Oh, I love it.
That's right.
That's such a kind of dark area for me, at least in terms of pop culture, because I was living in Japan at the time. A lot of these movies I ended up seeing much later.
Oh. Yeah.
But
I didn't think about
it's
that.
Great yeah, that, I mean, you worked in the theater, like you said. And
I
you,
did, yeah.
Like, yeah. Wow. So
that
fun.
That was a great... 93, 94, while I was at school, I would come back and... It's my hometown.
Yeah.
In the summer and work. And yeah, it was great. Then the next summer, it was just fun. It was so fun. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. It is Wednesday, midweek, everybody. Thank you. You've survived.
You Hump
survived
day.
Midweek. Yeah. Brendan Fraser was on Howard Stern yesterday and promoting The Whale up for a couple Oscars, including one for Brendan. And, you know, stop us if you've heard us before, but another great Stern interview, another interview turning us into even bigger fans of the subject. Your takeaways, Lex, what did you love in this interview?
Yeah, I like him more for sure. I didn't really know that much about him because he really hasn't been in the spotlight for a while. And at least back then, it felt like he had some sense of privacy. I knew him from his projects, but not necessarily personal. I found him to be very vulnerable and open, but also a confident guy. He talked about his son's diagnosis of autism, and he also admits that he prioritized his career over his family, and that was what he attributes to the breakdown of his marriage.
Yeah.
He is in a relationship right now, says he has a partner, not really planning on getting married, but he's in love, and I thought that was cool. The film itself, he says, you know, like a lot of stars will say, oh, I don't watch my stuff, I just can't. He admits, I've watched The Whale. He said, I wanted to see, you know, how it all came together, but he's watched it 6 times now. And he really gives a lot of accolades to Sink.
Yeah, Sink.
Okay, perfect. Who plays his daughter in The Whale. Robin saw it and was like gushing over him, as well as Howard, too, about the sound and about his performance. They also talked about the Golden Globes and why he didn't even want to be considered.
Yeah.
In fact, he even said, you know, don't even consider me because I think of the Golden Globes as hood ornaments. It means nothing to me, so don't even consider it. Of course, this goes back to alleged assault that someone...
The head of
the Golden Globes, right, in a GQ interview. And he's just like, no, I can't. Anyway, those were some of I listened to about 25 minutes of it, and I can't wait to hear the rest of it.
He is of my, we're similar in age. He's older than I am, but he came to be at a really, 93, 94. I mean, that era right there, the early 90s when I was going into college. And so I kind of grew up with him.
Yeah.
And I loved every stage of his career. So I was there at the beginning with his Pauly Shore movies with
yes.
Encino Man. And then I was delighted to find out, one of my takeaways, I was delighted to find out that he is still in contact with Pauly, that Pauly is still a big supporter of his. And that Pauly Shore, I mean, when we forget, he was huge. I mean, he was he was in the zeitgeist of pop culture in the early 90s. And it was so nice, you know, after the success of Encino Man, Brendan said that Pauly, who was the bigger star of the two, Pauly always put him in a cameo in his subsequent movies.
Oh.
And I remember that in Son-in-Law, which, by the way,
Steven Tyler PJs.
BJ.
Steven Tyler PJs. I love that movie too much.
Oh God.
That reminds me of Project Down and Dirty Military. Remember you did that video, Jace, in your little onesie?
I did Steven Tyler PJs. It's my favorite reference from that. And my other favorite reference from Son-in-Law is when he goes up to the porch with the old man. Which one are you, Bartles or James? He goes, you Wiggling Wood? Anyway, I loved Son-in-Law. But so I loved the devotion of Pauly. And then on the other end of his career, Adam Sandler is another person singing Adam's praises, saying that he is loyal.
Yeah.
And that he and Adam have recently reconnected in a really strong personal way. And Adam called to congratulate him. They worked together in Airheads and have remained friends. I love the Hollywood, the classic Hollywood story of his rise. I mean, it was kind of a charmed life.
Oh, I missed that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he blinked and boom, he was in School Ties and boom, he was in Four Honors with Joe Pesci and Moira Kelly and Blink. He was in, it was a very quick, he went from nowhere, being unknown to being in a huge movie. Now, a funny takeaway was that, School Ties, he was in that movie with, a lot of young stars at the time who ended up going on to be huge stars, including Matt Damon. And there's a famous shower scene where they're fighting. He's fighting Matt Damon in the shower and they're naked. And Howard goes, were you guys really naked in that scene? And Brendan goes, we were. He goes, I was scared to death. I didn't really know Matt. And here we are filming this thing butt blank naked. And it was funny. It was just, wow. He and Matt ended up to be friends, but overall, my umbrella takeaway from, we were talking about Brendan Fraser on Howard last night, yesterday, was what we said teasing this. And that is, he comes across to me as such a nice guy. And I know that sounds not sophomoric, but simplistic. But genuinely, every answer of his, I thought was a thoughtful answer.
Yeah.
He came across as very regular and kind, and the love that he showed for his son, when they were talking about folks on the autism spectrum that he encounters at fan conventions, and he connected it to his son. I teared up.
Yeah.
So overall, good guy.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan.
I hope we can normalize, guys just being vulnerable like that and talking about the importance of male friendships and also, the fact that he's really stuck to his guns about the whole Golden Globe thing. I think that's really awesome.
Admirable, Lex.
It's admirable for sure. And the biggest takeaway is I can't wait to see the whale.
Me too. All three of us.
We gotta watch this, guys.
We gotta watch it. Don't forget to download the newest episode of Two Fairy Godfathers. We just dropped it this week. It's a good one. A full fairy review of Disney's Aulani Resort. Find us wherever you find your podcasts and hit that subscribe button. We're going to hit the button for Am I the Asshat when we come back.